Hello, friends. Shelley Covert here, back for another episode of the Make Happiness Happen podcast, where we focus on creating authentic happiness in our lives. In this episode, we're going to spend a little time dreaming. So I'm curious, do you have a bucket list or a life goals list? Is there something that you've always wanted to do or try? Take a second to think of something. Maybe it's running a marathon or learning to quilt or being promoted to CEO or elected as the president of your PTO at your kids' school. Now, think about the first steps that you'd need to take to make that dream come true. What feelings are coming up? Are they feelings of excitement and optimism? Or are they feelings of doubt and apprehension, and maybe even a little fear? Today, I'm going to introduce you to a tool that will help you focus on the positive feelings of excitement, hope, and belief. It's a tool that will help you feel like that dream has already come true. And as a bonus, it's super easy and a lot of fun. Are you ready to make your dreams come true? Hi, I'm Shelley Covert, and I have a question for you. Are you tired of putting on a fake smile and pretending you're happy when you're really not? Are you ready to stop chasing happiness and create it instead? This world we live in makes us believe we need something newer or bigger or better to be happy. But guess what? That's not real happiness. I'm going to teach you what I've learned about creating real, authentic happiness. So if you're ready to stop faking it and be happy for real, you're in the right place. This is the Make Happiness Happen podcast. For most of us, the hardest part about dreaming is the belief that we are capable and deserving of that dream. And taking the first step towards that dream, well, that can be the hardest. For me, that's partly because of all the unknowns. I want to be prepared for any challenge. I want to have everything figured out. I want to know all the steps I need to take to achieve my dream. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "Faith is taking the first step, even when you can't see the whole staircase." I really love this quote, because it reminds me that I really do want my faith to always be bigger than my fear, but that doesn't always happen. So how do we do that? Well, I recently did a training in my private Facebook group just to help with that exact thing, and I want to share it with you here. If you would like to access any handouts or resources, you can get them by joining my free Facebook group. I'll put the link in the show notes. Now sit back and enjoy learning how to create your future self now. Today, I want to kind of start this new path that we have going. I want us to start this process of creating authentic happiness in our lives. Okay, so one of the things, I'm taking a class right now, and one of the things we did was envision our future self or our future life. And it really had a very powerful impact on me. And so I wanted to share this with you because I thought, you know, this is a tool that you guys can use, that everybody can use. No matter what we're doing, everybody can use this. This is called Your Future Self Now. So think about when you were a child. Did you ever play make-believe or play pretend? Were you kind of a daydreamer or anything like that? So if you were, these skills, what we're going to talk about today, this is probably going to be even more powerful for you, or just maybe a little bit easier. And so if you weren't someone who daydreamed a lot or someone who played pretend, this might be a little bit of a challenge, but I want to challenge you to try this, okay? So think about when you were a child and somebody asked you what you wanted to be when you grew up, okay? What would you say? Right? As a child, it was probably easy for us to say, I want to be a dancer, I want to be a rock star, or I want to be all these types of things. And so that's kind of what we're going to do today. But the difference is we're going to talk about it as if it has already happened or it is already happening. Okay. So to make this easier, what I want you to envision is that it is a year from now. And you just ran into a friend that you haven't seen in a very long time. And they're like, oh my gosh, tell me what's been going on. How is your life? What's going on? What are things like? That's how you're going to describe this. Okay. So you're going to talk as if it is currently happening. All of these things that you're thinking about are currently happening or have already happened. Okay. So I want you to grab a pen, pencil, piece of paper, something. And I want you to jot down some of these questions. Now, I don't want you to feel like you have to answer all of these questions. So write down the ones that really resonate with you the most. Like maybe there's an area in your life that you are kind of struggling with, or an area of your life that feels like it's dragging you down just a little bit, or it's kind of nagging at you, something that you wish was different. Maybe that's the area of your life that you focus on first. This is an activity that you can do multiple times over and over. And somebody today in our class suggested maybe doing it once a month. And I really like that idea because at the end of the month, you can kind of read through what you wrote at the beginning, and then you can kind of update it as if things are happening. You know, think about you're writing a letter. You know, pretend we're back in the days before social media, before email, things like that. And you're writing a letter to somebody and saying, hey, this is what happened this month. These are the things that have changed. You know, kind of think about it that way. So write down the questions and the categories that you really want to focus on. And if you want to write about all of them, you can. I'm not telling you not to, but I really want you to kind of focus on the area that you want to change the most. Okay, so we're going to start with like a category of work. Okay, so think about your work. Some of the questions that you might answer, how is your career going? Okay, where are you working? What is your job title? Like, what do you do every day? Who do you work with? Okay, what do you love about where you work? What do you love about what you do for work? Okay, what is your team like? What are your clients like? Like, how do you spend your days? Okay, think about all those things that relate to your work, whether that is a job that you have, a business that you're growing, a career that you're growing, maybe you're just out of college, or you're starting to kind of find some of these. Think about a year from now, okay, what do you want your work to be like? So you're not writing about what you're doing today. You're writing about if it's a year from now, where do you want to be in a year from now? What do you want your work to look like a year from now? Okay, so some examples for me, you know, I'm growing this business. I have a podcast. Okay, in a year, I want to be very consistent in doing, I will be consistent. I will be posting podcast episodes every single week. Okay, I'm going to be creating online courses for you guys. So if I were describing this to someone, I would say, I have a growing, thriving business. My podcast is growing. I get new listeners every single week, and it's just so amazing. In fact, I actually just got an email from someone that had listened to an episode that really resonated with them. I'm creating some online courses. I have one done already, and it's just been so amazing to get to share what I've learned in life with people. I'm just absolutely loving what I do. Okay, so that could be something with my work. Now, being as descriptive as possible is also going to help you. So, you know, if it helps to think about what your office space looks like, or what the work environment sounds like or feels like, all of those things are very, very powerful as well. So think about your sights and your sounds. Maybe you work in an office and a year from now you want to have the corner office, or you want to be in the office that has a lot of windows so you can see the birds outside and the sunshine. And things like that. Think about a year from now what you want your work to be like. Okay. Next category, or another category, is your home life. So where do you live? What does your home look like? What does your family look like? Okay. Do you have kids? Are you married? Do you have, you know, maybe extended family living with you? Do you have any pets? How many pets? What kind of pets? Hey, are you in a house or are you in an apartment? Do you live in the city or do you live in the country? Are you out in a rural area? What is your favorite thing about where you live? Okay, even just thinking about, like, I live in a house out in, you know, out in the country. There isn't anybody else within view. I can step out on my back porch with my morning coffee and I see the sun rising behind the trees. You know, things like that. Be as descriptive as possible. If you have a certain style of home that you want, talk about that. Talk about the colors and the decorations and the sounds and the smells, all of those things. Okay, so be as descriptive as possible and describe your home life. Okay, so house is part of that, but that's not all of it, right? You know, you could talk too about, like I said, the pets. You could talk about your routine even with your home life. You know, maybe part of it is getting up in the morning and making coffee, and you know, maybe you have a workout room in your home and you have time to do that before you start your job or your career, your work for the day, things like that. So be as descriptive as possible. Okay. Another category would be personal health. Okay. So for personal health, this one can be challenging for us because I think for most of us, maybe our health isn't what we want it to be. And so we tend to focus on those things. And here's the challenge with your brain is that your brain doesn't know what is the difference between what is real and what you are kind of imagining. So if you're thinking all the time about what you don't like about your physical health or your personal health, that's usually what you're going to be getting more of. So instead, we're going to focus on positives. We're going to use affirmations and things like that. So a year from now, I wake up in the morning and I do yoga or Pilates every morning. I'm stretching and my body just feels so fluid. I've released the extra weight that I don't want to carry around with me anymore. And I'm saying release the weight instead of losing the weight, because think about it. If you lose your keys, do you want to find them again? Probably. So if you talk about losing the weight, your brain is thinking about finding it again. But if I release something, I'm releasing it. I'm setting it free. I don't need it back. I don't want it back. So I'm releasing this extra weight that I've been carrying around. I'm releasing the feelings that were the feelings that I needed to maybe protect myself with that extra weight. A lot of times that can be kind of a protective coating, like a big heavy winter coat, and I'm releasing that. Okay. I'm spending time outside. I get some outside time every single day. I am going for walks, or I'm walking my dog. You know, I'm walking my cats, pushing my cat in a stroller. I am doing that. So think about your personal health a year from now. If there are some personal health issues that you're dealing with right now, maybe in a year from now, you want those to be figured out and taken care of, right? So you're doing what you need to do, and your personal health issues, those issues are no longer issues, right? Your body is functioning at its best level in its best way. It's doing what it's supposed to do, right? If you have dreams of like running a marathon or competing in something like that, you know, think about saying, I just completed my first marathon, right? So once again, think about your personal health a year from now, okay? And we're going to use positive terms. So that would be personal health. Another category you could focus on would be leisure. Okay, so think about travel and vacations and hobbies. For me, thinking about leisure, I could say in a year from now, I am spending time quilting at least, you know, 2 or 3 times a month. I'm reading books that I have wanted to read for a very long time. I love sitting on my deck with a cup of coffee in the morning, reading one of my favorite books or listening to a podcast. We go on vacation to Rocky Mountain National Park at least twice a year, you know, things like that. So think about what you want your leisure to be. How do you want to feel from that? You know, I'm excited to get to take a vacation again. We're planning that vacation right now. Like, how would you be talking to a friend about some of your leisure things? You know, do you enjoy hanging out with people and girlfriends and things like that? Maybe you've joined a book club. Maybe you're just having wine night with the girls, you know, once a month. Things like that. Think about in a year from now, how would you describe your leisure, like for your perfect life, for this life that you want to create? The next category would be feeling fulfilled, or kind of your life's purpose. And this, I think, is really, really important. At least for me, it feels very, very important. I feel like I have been called to do certain things. I feel like I have Like God has maybe blessed me with some talents, and I want to be sure that I'm utilizing those talents in the way that He intended me to. And so that's part of this life purpose. Like, you know, what are the things I'm passionate about? Have I figured out what my life's purpose is? Am I doing things to move me closer to that? Am I living that purpose? You know, does my life feel joyful and prosperous? You know, just how do I feel about my life in general? Once again, this is thinking of your future life, the life that you're dreaming of. So you're going to focus on positive terms, right? This is all like, these are things that are going to make us feel good about our life. So we're describing it in a year. And so just kind of throughout this, like, think about how you're feeling a year from now, how you're feeling just from day to day. Like, if you had to say to somebody, oh, I'm just feeling so calm and content, or I'm just so happy with my life right now, I feel joy. Like, think about what emotions you feel in your future self, your future life, okay? So some tips when you're answering these questions: pause this and take some time and write these questions down. And then spend some time answering them, you know, and work on this maybe this week. Take a couple of different days and just keep adding on it, reading over that. Be as descriptive as possible. Include your sights, your sounds, colors, feelings, all of that. Okay. And like I said, if it helps you to think that, you know, it's a year from now and you just ran into a friend that you haven't seen in a very long time and you're telling them what life is like, okay, those are the things you're going to be talking about. And we're going to talk about everything in a positive manner. Okay, because remember, we want to create authentic happiness. We want to focus on that. And authentic happiness is finding the joy in what you have in life. Okay, and that is the way to truly be happy. Okay, this world makes us feel like we need something else to be happy. We need that new purse, we need some new shoes, we need a new car, we need something else before we can be happy. Okay. Think about how many times you've maybe said, well, you know, when I get that promotion, then I'll feel good about my job. Okay, well, why not feel good about your job right now? Like, find the things about your job right now that you feel good about, right? That's authentic happiness. Being able to focus on the things that we have right now and like the things in life to be happy. And that's what we're kind of focusing on, this positive. So now we're thinking about a year from now, what is in our life? What is bringing us happiness? So that is going to be your activity, that you are going to take some time and you're going to write that out. Now, I would love for you, once you've written that out, I want you to read back through that story that you just wrote, that description of your future life, and I want you to think about how that makes you feel. So when I wrote mine, my words, it made me feel peaceful, energized, confident, grateful, worthy, loved, successful, relaxed, proud, fulfilled, content, calm, amazed, appreciated, unstoppable. Okay, so those are some of the words that came to mind after I wrote this future self. And so then what you'll do is you'll look at this chart that I'm going to post for you, and you're going to find some of those emotions on the positive side that are very similar to the words you just wrote down, to those feelings you wrote down after reading the story of your future life. Okay. And then we're going to talk about, or you're going to kind of brainstorm, what are some little things that you can do to try to be a vibrational match for those feelings? Okay, what can you do to help create those feelings right now? Because if we can stay at that level of those positive feelings, then it just makes it so much easier for us to keep moving forward. And before you know it, this future life that we're envisioning, it is a reality, because we're staying in this mindset, we're in this positive mindset, and we're moving forward closer to that future self or that future life. Maybe if one of your leisure things was, you know, reading a book, maybe you buy the book you wanted to read, or you check it out from the library and you schedule time. Maybe you schedule 10 minutes a day to just sit in a quiet place and read that book. Okay, and that can help you. That's like a micro experience that gets you into that mindset for that future self. Okay, so those are the kind of things we're talking about. So for right now, the most important part is that you write this story of your future life. And then when you read through that, you write down the positive emotions that is generating for you. Now, if it's not generating positive emotions, I want you to read back through that story and tweak things and find out, okay, what is making you not feel positive, and make some changes to that. Okay. And have this be kind of a living document. Think about reading this every night before you go to bed, and the dreams that you might have about that future life. That's kind of the fun part, right? Our minds kind of run away with that and create a story for us and help get us kind of moving forward into that positive mindset. As always, thank you so much for tuning into the Make Happiness Happen podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you're subscribed wherever you listen to podcasts. And even better, leave a positive review. If you want to dive deeper into the topics and discussions we have here, I would encourage you to head over to makehappinesshappen.com and sign up for my newsletter. It's the best way for us to get to know each other even better. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Make Happiness Happen podcast.